And now we're going to tell the story of a man who's caught at the intersection of President Trump's many immigration policies over the past 2 years. We're not using his name for his and his family's protection. And I should say, his story came to me through one of my relatives who knows him. His journey began when he left Honduras in 1992.
Era muy difícil. Desde entonces ya habían cosas.
He was poor, a campesino or rural worker. There were few opportunities, a lot of corruption and crime. The road north was long, but he made it across the U.S.-Mexico border without the proper documentation. And he started his new life in Florida. He left a pregnant wife behind. She gave birth to a son. Later, she decided to follow him. The little boy was given to his grandmother with the dream of sending for him later.
Fracasó. Murió en el camino.
The mother would never make it.
La gente que venía la tuvieron que tirar por el lado de.
Her group was forced to take an unfamiliar route through Mexico because there were a lot of police around. They went by sea, and the currents were very strong. And the boat capsized. It sank. I think at least 32 people died, my wife included.
They never found her body. He stayed in the United States to send money home for his baby and parents. Then, in the late 1990s...
Hundreds of thousands in Central America are still reeling from one of the worst hurricanes on record.
Hurricane Mitch devastated Central America.
Massive walls of water brought on by days of torrential rain, mudslides engulfing entire villages...
Temporary protected status, basically a stay of deportation, was granted by the Clinton administration to qualifying Central Americans living illegally in the United States.
Attorney General Janet Reno is invoking her authority under the Immigration and Nationality Act.
The rationale was that the storm destroyed Honduras's entire infrastructure, ruined its agriculture, and devastated its cities and towns, making it impossible for Hondurans in the United States to return home.
Y eso nos ha protegido hasta el día de hoy.
Our Honduran migrant says he was given TPS, granting him the ability to stay and work legally in the U.S. after he met certain conditions. He worked hard, he built a life, and then earlier this year,
the Trump administration said Friday it will terminate the temporary protected status, or TPS, for Hondurans living in the U.S.
Suddenly, his life was upended.
On Friday, the Department of Homeland Security said it had conducted a review and found conditions from that hurricane have notably improved, and that the basis for its TPS designation has thus changed.
No sabes qué hacer.
You don't know what to do. I always thought I was going to be able to stay here, but the reality is now everything has become complicated.
He'd been in the United States for 26 years, and because of the rules around TPS, he was never able to go back to his home country. Meanwhile, his only son, whom he'd left behind, had a difficult life.
Él perdió a su madre.
He lost his mother. Then he went to his grandparents. My dad died. A year later, my mom died. Then he went to one of my brothers, and then my older brother died too. Imagine the poor boy.
He'd urged his son to study hard and make something of himself in his home country. After President Trump's TPS decree, he was thinking he might go back to Honduras and finally be with his boy when his TPS runs out in 2020. The situation in Honduras, though, is terrible.
Around 1,000 people from Honduras have begun to walk to the United States, saying they need to escape their country's poverty and high levels of crime.
This past month, as he was trying to figure out what to do about his own situation, he got a call from his sister. His son had joined that group of migrants.
Large, well-organized caravans of migrants are marching toward our southern border. Some people call it an invasion. It's like an invasion.
One of the very same caravans that President Trump was determined to stop.
President Trump stepping up threats Thursday, warning he might call up the U.S. military and shut down the southern border.
He says he had no idea that his son was trying to make the journey north. And when he was finally able to speak with him, he asked him why.
La razón por qué le explica es porque dice que
the reason he gave is because he wanted to be with his father, just to enjoy a little bit of time with his dad.
But he's scared for his son.
Bueno, mi reacción es muy nerviosismo porque
the gangs prey on the migrants. He's worried for his son's safety in Mexico, where he is now. His son told him that they're slowly moving north, and he hopes to be at the border soon.
Está en camino para el DF.
So now he doesn't know what to do with himself, with his son. This weekend, President Trump changed the rules of asylum at the border, making it harder for migrants to have their cases heard.
Yo espero que el gobierno haga algo por ellos.
I hope that the government lets him in, at least to spend one Christmas with me. That would be the biggest gift of happiness that they could give me, and him, because he has suffered so much.
If they do meet, it will be for the very first time.